1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Don, tell me where you live exactly.
Phil, we live in Puna Mita, about 7 miles south of Marco Island, and we got hit pretty bad down here.
How bad?
Well, my home is basically gone.
Jeez.
And the construction on it had just been completed. We were what you call, I guess, house poor, because of course you put everything you have into it, you know.
Tell me about your wife. Your wife is Patricia?
Phil, yeah. This was Patricia's dream house. My wife was diagnosed with breast cancer a year ago.
Oh, boy.
And she'd been undergoing some chemo and radiation, and she wanted to live on the Gulf. And, of course, when you have a woman that you love, you'll do anything you can for her.
I understand that. And along comes this catastrophe.
Yep, so we're just putting one foot in front of the other now.
And you had insurance, but it hadn't been processed?
Well, when you do home construction in the state of Florida, they won't insure you the structure until the construction's complete. And we were almost finished, and I was waiting on a piece of tile that I had actually ordered with my wife's name on it. And it read Patricia Casa, which is Patricia's house. We were waiting to install that in the front entryway, and then it would have been done, and we would have gotten insurance. And
instead, the home is a loss, and you're obviously out how much?
Well, the construction cost was $300,000, all cash.
Man.
And I called your show, Phil, I guess, I want to take a shot. I've never done anything like this, and I'm very nervous.
Well, you're doing fine.
But I wanted to take a shot. I wanted to ask your listeners of your program a question. And the question, I guess, is this. When you've had a good life, and you hear about people who've had a tragedy, why wouldn't you want to help them? Because I guess I'm thinking the people who are listening to you right now on your program, I'm sure they've had some tough times, but certainly nothing like what my family's going through right now, and I'm asking them at this time on your program for money to help rebuild my home.
So you're actively seeking donations from people to help rebuild?
Yes, I am, because I want people to realize that not everyone has an easy life, and I've struggled all of my life, and now after all my struggles to have our home, you know, burned down the way it did, and a dream home for my wife. So I'm asking your listeners to donate money to my family if I could give out an address.
Certainly.
You can address it to the Parsley family. This is care of an attorney who is a friend of our family. At 90 East Gordon Street, suite number 4 in Vaca, Florida. That's 33244. And please address it to our family. I've no axe to grind. I have nothing that I'm trying to do other than help my family.
What, and that is to what address?
That is the office of a family friend who's also an attorney of ours, Robert Dyson.
Okay. People are going to hear your story, Don, and they're going, and they will empathize, but how can they be sure that they're not being scammed, you know?
Well, first of all, the word you used is empathized, but that is not something people can do, because you would have to go through what I went through. They can sympathize, but in order to empathize, the people listening to your program would have to have had, you know, the bad times that I've had, and I've had a lot of bad times.
Well, what about whether you or anyone making a similar appeal on air could be trusted, is what I'm saying?
Well, I would say that is a question that I don't quite know where you're coming from. I've never stolen money.
It's just a hypothetical, a general question.
Well, I have never stolen money in my life, if that's what you're asking me.
I'm not accusing you of being a thief, but I'm just what people would...
Well, we are desperate. And your listeners, I would think the least they can do is doing something for people who don't have a cakewalk in life. You know, there are some of us who've had to struggle for everything.
And well, I want to ask you this. This is interesting. I'll give our phone number out, Don. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I think it's taken a fair amount of courage for you to come on our program tonight. You are making a public appeal. $300,000 is a lot of money. That's going to take a lot of donations. But I want to ask you, what makes you think my listeners have had, as you say, a cakewalk?
Well, I can tell you this conversation that you and I are having is kind of pointless, because we should be asking, I think, people to send money into our family.
What makes you think, though, that my listeners have had a cakewalk?
Well, Phil, the things I've been through in my life, I think would make the average person probably just run away. I've There's an old saying my father used to say, I spilt more than the average person's ever drunk. And that's very true in my case. I've seen all sides of life. And people listening to your program right now, you know, they're sitting back in their homes and watching their television sets and everything. They don't know what life is about. I mean, I'm not saying they don't know what life's about, but they sure don't know what they haven't seen it the way I've seen it.
All right, I would be happy to send you, Don, I want you to know, some money, because losing your home in this hurricane, there have been so many people.
Well, I appreciate that, sir.
That have lost their home. And can I get an idea, any donation, I imagine, whatever people can afford, right?
We do ask, Phil, for a minimum donation of $50. And the reason for this, processing it at the banks is a lot easier. I know it sounds a little different, people saying how much to send in, but we want to be fair to people and we want to be honest to people. We lost our home in Hurricane Andrew, and it was my wife's wish that it be completed. And we have just lost a lot of money, and I guess I wanted to come on here and appeal to people's sense of fair-mindedness. If you think of the worst thing you've been through in your life, I can tell you I've probably been through worse. And I've got more bad days in my life than most folks have had days at all. And I guess we're just looking for a break, that's all.
All right, his name is Don Parsley. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And he is asking for money. You have a minimum donation?
We are asking people a minimum donation of $50 to send to help rebuild our house. And again, I have no other way of saying this other than this. While you're sitting there and you're, if I could say to the people.
Go ahead. You're talking to my listeners right now.
While you're sitting there having your dinner, or you're watching your TV, or watching American Idol, or, you know, whatever. My daughter watches American Idol, and you know, we had a TV set anyway. And you're, you know, getting out of bed, you think it's hard just to get out of bed. I can tell you right now what I've been through in my life would make a lot of people listening to your program right now probably be sick, physically ill. And so I think it's about time for people to step up on behalf of those of us who've had it way tougher.
Well, when you ask for $300,000, that's going to take a long time.
I understand that. I do have a little bit of a time limit because what we're trying to do is take advantage of the labor costs. This late in the season is going to be a lot less. So I'd like to raise the money in time for us to get the home built by the end of the year, that way for tax purposes.
But I'm saying $300,000 may take longer to raise than, say, whatever we've got left in this year. I mean, less than 6 months.
Well, that's not going to be acceptable. What I have to do is I've got to get the money, and I've got to get it now. And so I'm telling people to call in and donate the money to me because my family and I have been through way tougher stuff than they've ever been through. That's number one. Number two, my wife's dead, so there's no children that'll have a mom. My kids don't have no mom. And our home burned to the ground. And
I understand it's very emotional for you. And it sounds like it's very still breezy down there.
Yeah, it's blowing. It's nothing like it was, I can tell you that. But we're just grateful to be alive, but we're also sort of angry, too, that we got picked out by God, I guess, if you will, to have our home destroyed. I've been through so much, I don't know why the good Lord would do it to me, but I guess he has his reasons. But I just wish you would. Sometimes it's difficult to believe in God, you know, when he does this to you. I just wish maybe he'd, every now and again, put something bad on people who do nothing but, you know, their life's totally easy and everything. Like again, maybe some people listen to your show right now.
What, are you wishing ill will on them?
No, I don't wish no ill will on nobody, but I think a hurricane and ruin your and having your home get blown right off its foundation to do a lot of people a world of good, to be honest with you. A lot of the people I read about in the newspaper, all these people that...
All right, Don, hold the line, okay?
Yes, sir.
Don Parsley is his name. You heard his appeal. He is asking for money. Look at this AccuWeather guy. His name is Joe Bastard. Look at that. Don Parsley is on our phone, and he's asking for... He has come right out and said, I need money. Our home was destroyed in Hurricane Charlie. $300,000. The construction wasn't completed on it. It was under construction, but the $300,000 construction cost He is asking for money, saying that his family has had it nothing but tough, and those of you out there who have never had anything bad happen to you, it's time for you to sort of step up to the plate. And I realize it was tough for him to say that. He also said they're accepting a minimum donation of $50. And he did give us an address that we will send along. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I want to get into asking him about the hurricane itself and what happened, and exactly where was the family staying while this home was under construction. And the fact that he would like the $300,000 and he wants to get his home rebuilt before the end of the year because the tax the tax man is going to kill you, I guess, if you don't. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Don Parsley, a victim of Hurricane Charlie, in a moment here on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Say that again, sir.
Yeah, I was a SWIFT boat veteran, sir.
All right, I'm talking with Don Parsley. Don is a survivor of Hurricane Charlie. He's in Florida right now on the Gulf Coast, correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. You are coming on our program, and I said to you, you are asking for donations from people to help rebuild your home. $300,000 construction cost. I can't even imagine after your home is built what the resale on that would be, but it'd be quite a lot of money, wouldn't it?
It would be a considerable. That's the other thing. I want to get it built so we can, put it on the market and see a sizable profit before the market turns. And I realize it's unusual to call a radio station and ask people to help you rebuild your home, ask them for money. But I did serve time in Vietnam as a SWIFT boat veteran.
And that's the group that John Kerry was a part of?
Yes, sir, it was.
Did you know, just out of curiosity, Senator Kerry?
I did not. No, I did not. I heard some of the things a lot of these guys were saying, though, about him shooting himself and all this, but I don't know whether it's true or not. I'm just saying that as a Vietnam veteran, I would think people would want to call in and give me money because I've been through hell. I've been through living hell, and people that haven't been through hell, I don't know why God put me through all the hell, and they get to sit back and do nothing, and they don't have no hell. So that's all I'm saying. I guess you could say it's payback time or something like that.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're expecting people.
Say that again, Phil.
You're expecting people to donate.
Well, I think putting it the way I put it, and I ask people to consider that, yeah. Also that I'm a SWIFT boat veteran. I mean, I realize I'm sticking my neck out, but...
It's a sizable thing that you're asking here. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Parsley. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here, but there's something wrong. This guy said Hurricane Andrew earlier, and then I heard him say twice that he lost the house to fire. What's going on?
I don't know. I misspoke, I guess. I said fire.
I don't know. Did you?
If I said fire, sir, I misspoke.
No, there's something wrong here. I don't believe this guy. He's changed his story. He said Hurricane Andrew. That was years ago.
Well, maybe he misspoke, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Milton, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a couple questions and some very heavy comments. First of all, I'm also a Vietnam vet, and I really resent...
What do you mean you're a Vietnam vet?
You're darn right, that's what I am.
Well, I don't... What color are your ribbons? What color are your in-country ribbons, sir? See, he's not a vet. Any vet who was in Vietnam knows the color of his in-country ribbon. I've got red and I've got yellow ribbon. This gentleman's not a Vietnam vet, especially with that accent that he's got.
Well, let's get it off the Vietnam vet thing, okay?
You know, wait a second. Let's go back to that because, you know, I was stationed in Cameron Bay from 69 to 1970, okay? And I'm also a disabled vet. But let's drop that, I mean, because that's not the issue here. No.
So
let's drop that because that's not the issue.
So you got shot, is that it?
That's none of your business, okay?
Well, you're disabled. Either that or you got into a bar fight with some strippers or something. I'm just joking. I'm kidding around.
You know, yeah, I want to jump in here. Mr. Parsley, you're asking people for $300,000. I would hope that you'd be a little bit more courteous.
Well, you got to consider what I've been through in my life. I've been through hell.
You're not the only one. Welcome back to the world.
Well, what do you mean? What are you talking about? You think I respect your experience, sir, but you haven't been through what's worse than what I've been through.
You know. First of all, you're asking for $300,000.
Yes, sir.
How big of a house was?
Well,
how many square feet of your house was the house enclosed?
It was 3,500 square feet. Because I got
3,500.
Yes, sir. I got three kids though, and we had an in-ground pool.
Three kids?
Yes, sir.
You know, the only thing that you need is probably 2,000 or 2,400 square feet house for your kids. Nowadays, you can rebuild a house.
Well, that's not for you to decide.
For less than $200,000. And besides, if you lost a house in the catastrophe, there is FEMA. FEMA can help you.
FEMA will only pay me about 25 cents on the dollar. I need the full $300,000. Okay.
They will lend you the money.
Yeah, what about
if you're a Vietnam vet, you can also get a vet loan at low interest rate. And second of all,
all of this is a lot of red tape.
No, there's a lot more here because you're also talking about being concerned about your taxes here and there.
Yes, sir.
If there is a donation, which I hope you don't, if you get money.
You hope I don't.
That's right.
Why am I talking to him if he's not? Are you saying you're not going to get any money?
Because I'm making points.
Well, I don't want to talk, sir. I'm not having a rap session with some guy rolling himself around in a wheelchair.
Wait a second. Why don't you listen?
Are you donating money or are you not? Do you need the address?
Well, hold on. You got to listen to the man. I mean, he's making some points.
No, I want to know if he's donating money.
No, I'm not.
Well, then why am I wasting my breath with you?
Because I don't want you to rip off the rest of the people who are listening. What basically you will be doing.
Well, you're saying...
Go ahead and talk.
You were concerned about taxes and all that. If you get money from donation, you cannot deduct it because that's...
Josie, I want you to take a bath, honey, and get your sister upstairs and get ready for bed.
You know...
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
No, the other gentleman. Is Mr. Parsley there?
I put the phone down as long as this guy was talking.
Well, why don't you have the courtesy to listen to what the man's saying?
I came on your program. Look, just because you want to rebuild your house with mud and straw, do I have to do that? I don't think I do.
All right, Milton, I appreciate your phone call. We're going to move on, but you made some good... That gentleman's a disabled veteran, and I would hope that you'd have a little bit more respect for him.
I don't think I was disrespectful, Phil. I think what I was trying to say was...
Well, I mean... You were putting the phone down while he was talking?
It's just that I came on your program for one reason tonight, and that is to tell people to donate money to us, to my family, to rebuild our home, what was destroyed in the hurricane, and he wants to give me a speech about how he's in a wheelchair. Let me tell you what, I lost my home 2 days ago, and I lost my wife to breast cancer 6 months ago. Okay, so... Any guy in a wheelchair, I got you beat by a country mile, friend.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Don Parsley, a man who survived the Hurricane Charlie, and he is asking openly for donations to rebuild his home. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We have a gentleman on the line who's taken, I would say, an unusual step to come on our program tonight. He's calling from the Gulf Coast of Florida, where he has lost his home to Hurricane Charley, and has come on our program and basically has said, I am asking your listeners for $300,000, which will rebuild the home that really wasn't finished. The construction on your home was not finished.
It was not finished, Phil, except for we had some additional plumbing to do on it. We had an in-ground pool that was, it was nothing major. We were putting in some pool filtering equipment. I also had putting in some special filtering equipment my pool man recommended, but the home was basically built. What I'm asking for tonight, Phil, on your program is for your listeners who, you know, have had a simple life and an easy life, nothing's ever happened to them, to call in, because I've been through hell. And when you do call in, I wanted to make the statement that if you could dispense from your, you know, giving me your opinion or whatever, because I'm not interested in that. I'm just interested in, you know, like that movie we saw the other day is Show Me the Money. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, Show Me the Money.
Jerry Maguire?
Yeah, Jerry Maguire. Just let's cut through it and let's get to it, because that last guy gave me a speech about how he's in a wheelchair and all that. There's nothing anybody going to tell me about their life that's worse than what I've been through.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Could I give that address again too, Phil?
Go ahead.
To the Parsley family, 90 East Gordon Street, suite number 4, Vaca, Florida. And check. Donation of nothing less than $50, please. We do want, because I don't know if somebody's going to bounce a check on me, so want a money order, cashier's check.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Joe. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'd like to say to this gentleman that's calling in, you know, when you're asking for help, you've got to be a little bit humble, and you don't sound humble at all. You sound like you're greedy, and you say Lord was bad to you, and you've had rough times.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you could afford $300 cash for a house, your times couldn't have been too rough, my friend.
No, well.
And you know, if you had 300 listeners, send you in a dollar apiece, you'd have your $300,000. But to actually demand
your mathematics is off, sir.
$50,
$300,000.
You're a little bit greedy, my friend, and I think you're.
How's that greedy? How's that greedy?
You know, I'm telling you because I lost my wife with cancer, and I got seriously hurt in a construction accident, and I had a lawyer take me for everything I got. So don't talk to me about being hard times.
Wouldn't you say those are bad times for that gentleman?
Not as bad as mine, no. So what?
He had a lawyer take him for all of his money, and his wife died. At least your wife is still alive.
He said his wife died.
She's dying.
He injected himself two or three times.
I don't know how. Where did I contradict? I said my wife is. I said she's dead because she might as well be dead. That's all what I meant.
This guy is trying to con somebody.
I'm not conning anybody, sir.
He's changed his tune too many times over there.
Sir, if you want, I'll let you off the hook. If you can send us $40 and a cashier's check.
I wouldn't send you a dime, friend. Because you're greedy. If you said, please help, I would have sent something.
That's
the way you're asking for money.
Okay, I'll say
it. You got the wrong attitude, because you're not humble at all.
Sir, I'll say it. Please help.
Goodbye.
Well, you're cheap. You know,
Bill, thank you.
Well, you know, I don't understand why you call people cheap. If you're asking them for money...
Well, this guy calls in and gives a song and a dance about his dead wife and all this. I didn't give
you no song and a dance.
Yes, sir.
But you're claiming that you're the only one that's had hard times.
Sir, I'm just saying... I ask for people to call
in. You know, there's other people down there that are probably a lot worse than you, and they might have only lost a $20,000 home.
Sir, I'm just saying, when I said call in just to tell me how much money, and you're giving me a speech, so you're violating everything that I said. And
you better check what you're saying.
Let me be the host, okay?
Thanks, Phil.
I'll tell you what, I was going to give the guy a special offer.
Hey, we got some guy here in Florida wants everybody to send him $50 a piece of wood, rebuild his house. And he's calling in on the radio. Goodbye and thank you.
Sir, $25. I'll give you a picture of my daughter. I don't know if he's there or not.
What does that mean?
What it means, Mr. Hendry, is when you are in need, you will do what you have to do.
What do you mean, a picture of your daughter?
I mean, that's how desperate we are. That's how desperate we are. I'm not saying that I'll put my daughter out on a street corner. Okay.
Well, you're saying I'll send you a picture of my daughter. Isn't that the same?
No, sir, it isn't. Not in my book, it's not. No, sir, it's not. Like I said, I've seen tough times. Obviously, you haven't.
Well, you had a guy call in and lost his wife to breast cancer and had a lawyer take him for all of his money. Another guy call in who was disabled in Vietnam and has been in a wheelchair ever since. And you're saying none of that compares to what you've been through.
No, sir. The stuff those guys said is like going to the candy store and picking out a lollipop compared to the hell that I've been through. So I'm saying right now, I better get a break in this world, and I'm asking people who are sitting out there and never had a tough time to send me money. Yes, sir, it is direct. Yes, sir, it's very honest. But you know what? My time has come. That man was a lonely, old, angry man. A picture of a little pretty girl could probably open a wall a little bit wider for him. That's all I'm saying.
Is the picture of your daughter sexual?
Is it sexual?
Yeah, is the picture of your daughter sexual?
No, she's in a bathing suit. I mean,
how old is she?
She'll be 12 in October.
And you don't see anything wrong with sending a picture of your 11-year-old daughter in a bathing suit to some stranger?
Hey, have you ever been to the beach?
Sir?
No, Mr. Henry, have you ever been, just listen to me, because I've been through hell. Have you ever been to the beach?
Yeah.
And you've never seen a little girl in a bathing suit?
I've seen a lot of kids in bathing suits. Man, I'm walking around with a camera taking their picture.
Oh, so now I'm a pervert for doing that. My own daughter, huh?
I don't get you sending a picture of her to some guy out there in Syracuse, New York, so he'll send you $25.
Because I've been through living hell. You want to sit there and talk to a cripple, you go right ahead.
All right, let me go over here to Stan. Stan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Mr. Parsley.
Yes, sir.
How can you figure you've had it so bad when you can afford a $300,000 home, and there's the local Joe out there scrapping for every dime he makes, and might make $25,000 to $30,000 a year. How's your life so hard? Furthermore, you did say that your wife was dying, then you turned around and said not once but numerous times that she was dead.
I heard that too, yeah.
Well, she's dead, as in she might as well be dead. She's just laying in the bed. I mean, we don't even have a doctor come anymore.
No, sir, you said that in the past tense.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, she's still alive technically, you know, scientifically.
Mr. Parsley, personal opinion.
There's still brain waves is all I'm saying.
Sir.
Well, sir.
I know better because my son's had cancer, so I know better than this.
See, everybody's calling up with their sob stories.
Yeah, I'm not sobbing at all. My son's in remission. He's doing great.
Well, see,
but,
my wife's dead.
Here's the bottom line,
my
sir.
My daughter's dying from it.
Here's the bottom line. Oh, your daughter's now dying from it.
I said that my daughter was dying.
No, you never said anything about your daughter.
Yes, sir, I did.
No,
yes, sir, I
you
most
never.
Certainly did, sir.
Sir, see, Mr. Parsley.
You people are so ready to jump down
Mr.
my throat, you won't
Parsley.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Mr. Parsley, are you there?
Yes, sir. Are you going to give me a speech?
Sir,
here he goes.
Before I hang up the phone and say goodbye, I will say that you're a fraud, and I believe your parsley's a little bit wilted.
Isn't that funny?
Thank
man,
you, Mr.
You ought to go
you,
on, the,
Henry.
On the
we'll
Conan.
See y'all later.
You should
all
go
right.
on the what do they call that, the Conan show. He's so funny.
You've been on my program.
Look, if your listeners, I just want to say something, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
If your listeners send me $50 a piece, I will be able to afford the French doors that they have on sale at Home Depot. And that was a wish that my wife had, that she wanted French doors. Okay, call me a, you know, a greedy man, because I want to make my wife happy, even though she's dead. To me, she's dead. She's scientifically, medically still alive because of the brainwave function. But I'm sure because her brainwaves are good enough that she'll recognize the French doors when I, you know, roll her out there. But if I can get...
All right, you just want to get French doors now.
You know, I've been talking for I don't know how long on your program, and I haven't gotten one penny raised, and that tells me something about your listeners. That tells me something about the human race. Everybody listening to you right now probably hadn't had anything worse in their lives than have a hangnail occasionally, and they're cheap. And my little girl, standing there in a pretty little bikini with that one leg, she always said, Daddy, please, can we have some French doors? That's all she said.
Your daughter has one leg?
Yes, sir. From a railroad accident.
A railroad accident.
Yeah, she took a nap on the tracks.
Took a nap on the tracks and what?
Well, she's got one leg, so, you know, three guesses.
Are you telling me a railroad train?
Yeah. Yes, sir. So, let's see. Let me see if I can go down the checklist now. My wife is clinically dead. My daughter's got one leg. I got my whole home wiped out. I'm a Vietnam veteran and everything. And no one gives a sweet Jesus about me. So, well, there you go. That's America. Cheap. And we were laying pennies. And she fell asleep on the tracks at the time. And I said, you better not do that. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, if you fall asleep on the tracks, you ain't going to see how good the penny looks when it gets squished by the train. And she said, oh, why don't you go pound it right up your you-know-what? And I said, well, okay, you have it the way you want to have it, and I'll have it the way I want to have it. I went over to Fuddruckers and made myself a hamburger. And now, next thing I know, train comes along, and off goes her leg. I said, now see? See that mess?
What the hell are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about life. I'm talking about hell. I'm talking about the things that I need. I'm talking about the fact that my wife and I are planning a trip to Europe. I mean, she's dead.
Yeah, she's... So there you go. Don Parsley, whose daughter lost a leg when she fell asleep on a railroad tracks. He told her, don't do it or you won't see how good they squish up the penny. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, that was a phone call.
Can't you hear the wind?
Yeah, I can hear the wind, man. It's coming right out of your rear end.